integrative health info at its best. It's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science with Dr. Decker Weiss, Dr. Holly Lucille, and Lisa Davis.
Dr. Holly Lucille is out training physicians in Portland, Oregon. To those future doctors out there getting Holly's wisdom, we are glad you've chosen somebody with that type of integrity and experience to train you. We have Radio MD's own Melanie Cole sitting in for Dr. Holly Lucille today, exercise physiologist, medical radio personality, and we are sure glad to have you sitting in to get us through these vital topics, including America, the land of the vitamin deficient. Is that the way you think of it?
It certainly is, Dr. Weiss, and thank you so much for having me with you today. Tell us about B vitamins, because, you know, back in the day, folic acid wasn't even recommended for pregnant women, and now we wouldn't think about it. But people still don't know what they are and really why we're deficient in them.
Yeah, B vitamins are basically substances that we need to make our body work. They're cofactors, or another word for enzymes, to make all of our chemical reactions recur. And we need to get them from the outside. We need to get them from plants and animals. We don't make them on our own. So that's why we came up with these recommended daily allowances of Bs. And the challenge was is that our society grew. We started to actually become more B vitamin deficient. When people would just eat grasses and they would scavenge for animals and things, we had no problems getting our B stores. But when we started to process food, we started to lose our Bs. One of the things was simple is that when we started to wash rice, like in Asia, when they started to take that rice that was sitting in the dirt and wash it off, they washed off the B1 with that, and they caused beriberi. They caused some very serious thiamine deficiencies, including largening of hearts. And that's where we started to look at B vitamins. And then everybody's argued since then, Melanie, of course, it's doctors and PhDs. Everybody since has argued, how much of each B do you need? And the processing of this food has been a really, really big problem. And even today, here we are where, you know, we know everything there probably is to know about B vitamins, and we're still not getting enough functional, healthy Bs into our children, into our adults in America.
What are we supposed to do about it, Dr. Weiss? I know, you know, biotin, for an example, and women and hair, you know, nails and hair, that can help. But how are we supposed to get it? Is this a supplement, or are we supposed to really eat dirt?
Yeah, you know, and it's controversial because the CDC will come out and say, these nutritional supplements, you can get enough from food. The naturopaths and the nutritionists I know say no, that you can't. But there's other problems, Melanie, and when we look at B vitamins, I mean, it astounds people that we're deficient in them. And let me explain why. The body needs very little B vitamins to work. I mean, just these smidges every day of it to work. And when you look at what B vitamins are in, have you ever heard of fortification, Melanie?
I sure have.
Like fortified flour and fortified. Well, heck, even Twinkies, the former Twinkies, it was a good day for nutrition. Sorry that I know that people love Twinkies, but for naturopathic doctors, it was a good day when Twinkies stopped being made. We have our small victories that we cheer. But B vitamins are spiked into everything. They're in white flour. They're in every bit of fast food. You'll see in there fortified flour, fortified things. And yet we're still functionally deficient and even measurably deficient in these. And what it comes down to is these two areas. It comes down to not just having them in the food, but having it actually absorb into your bloodstream. I have patients that take B vitamin supplements or they eat really healthy all the time. But when I give them a B12 shot, Melanie, they light up like a Christmas tree. They're just not absorbing it. And all of what we, you know, things that block absorption of B vitamins, you know, Tums, Prilosec, Zantac, Pepcid, how about just being stressed in general, coffee, are any of these things sounding familiar to you?
Well, and you know, we're so dependent on, as a society, on these antacids, these Tums and things, and really, that's just such an ironic word, antacid. We need that acid anyway.
Yeah, we do. And when we look at the pH of the stomach, if I were to, tough on the visualization here, but if I was to put my finger all the way down my throat into my stomach, my fingertip tip should burn. It should be start to dissolve. The stomach acid should be that acidic. We look at the pH of the stomach to be about 2 to 3, which is very acidic, when it's empty. And it needs that in order to start to process the bees and get them into the bloodstream. We like a stomach to be about 4 to 5 when food is in it. Now, when you look at those medications or stress, and it's easy to pick on medications, but look, a hefty mortgage payment and a banking crisis is going to raise your stomach pH. It just is. That's what stress does. You don't make as much stomach acid. So it's easy to pick on drugs and pharmaceuticals, but our own stress is usually our worst enemy, along with coffee. And these things raise the pH. Now, here's an important piece, Melanie, because you got the B12 factor in there as well. Now, this B12 deficiency, along with larger blood cells, along with other things, is also linked into Alzheimer's. And we know that. And B12 likes to absorb into colon. And when your stomach loses its acidity, your colon, which should be the opposite, should be more basic, becomes acid. Let me simplify that for you, okay? You want an acid tummy and a basic colon. Stress, coffee, drugs, all of these things make a basic tummy and an acid colon. So you can't absorb the B's 1, 2, 3, 7 coming in through the stomach well and into the duodenum. And then you can't absorb the B12 in the colon. It's all set by that stomach acid. Melanie, you hit it on the head. And this is very important. So you can eat a Twinkie with your coffee, but those fortified B vitamins aren't going to get in your bloodstream.
So what do we do about this, Dr. Weiss? What are some of the steps that we need to do to fix these deficiencies in B vitamins?
Well, I think the first thing we need to realize is that there's a second step to that. The second step that we need to realize also is that there's inactive B vitamins and then there's active B vitamins. And we already wrote a blog on the CDC and how they look at nutrients at RadioMD. You'll be able to get that blog, take a look at that blog that I wrote. I'm going to write another one showing what the active B vitamins are, because the second step, Melanie, is that when we take in some of these fortified Bs, you have like a cyanocobalamin or a pyridoxine. Those aren't active. So if they get to your bloodstream, they're processed like a medication. And when they're processed like a medication, then they go and they're active. But you can purchase pyridoxal 5-phosphate. It's the active form. You can purchase methylcobalamin. That, again, is the active form. So the two things we need to do is, one is we need to understand that absorption is a problem. It is, and you can take in all the Bs you want, but it's usually expensive stool. The second thing is that we need to understand that even if it hits our bloodstream, if they're not the active B vitamin types, they're not going to do you any good. And some listeners out there, you're just going to need to do B shots or go sublingual under the tongue or try and get more of your Bs from organic greens that are higher content that the body will process easy. But it's not that easy to fix a B vitamin deficiency.
So then we have to increase our intake.
Yeah, we have to increase our intake of active form. So listeners, the RadioMD, we're going to get a blog up there later today, tomorrow, whenever I can get that over to Elle, and it'll show you the active forms. But also, if you're on a Tums, if you're on a Zantac, if you're Pepcid, any of those types of medications, or you know you're stressed, or you have gas and bloating, know that you might need to do a sublingual B vitamin, an under the tongue, a supplement, and make sure that that is the active form that will automatically hit your bloodstream and start to work. And if you're not sure what those active forms are, go to RadioMD.com over the next day or so, and you will see what those active forms are. And that's how you solve it. Active forms under the tongues or IM injections, but recognizing that you're stressed, recognizing that you can get rid of the heartburn with the Prilosec, but you've got to take those Bs under the tongue or get some shots in order to prevent further disease down the road.
And you definitely need to get those active forms and even the B12 shots, Dr. Weiss, because that's what's really, you said it really picks everybody up. You're listening to It's Your Health and It Ain't Rocket Science. Remember, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go at RadioMD.com. This is Melanie Cole with Dr. Decker Weiss. Stay well.